The Gerontological Society of America, Meaningful Lives as We Age.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast. This is Bailey Brecky, one of the 2023 GSA Summer Policy Interns and a member of Team ABC. And I'm excited today because I have two guests from the 2021 Summer Policy Internship cohort joining me. So I have joining me today Haley Ligas and Lei Chen. I will go ahead and give a brief introduction and then dive deeper into the interview, asking some questions about their summer as an intern and how their experience has impacted their career trajectory and what they're doing now. So Haley completed her PhD in Human Development and Family Sciences in 2023. During her doctorate program, she specialized in adulthood, aging, and gerontology. Her dissertation focused on chronic disease self-management among rural older adults. She currently works as a social science research analyst in the Division of Healthcare Payment Models at the CMS Innovation Center as a member of the GUIDE model team. The GUIDE model is an alternative payment model aimed at individuals living with dementia and their caregivers. We also have Lei Chen, who is a postdoctoral scholar at the University of California, San Francisco, Philip R. Lee Institute for Health Policy Studies. She is a transdisciplinary and cross-cultural researcher whose research focuses on long-term services and supports, immigrant access to healthcare, migrant workforce, aging and health policy, aging and technology, and cross-cultural study. Lei received her PhD in social welfare from the University of California, Los Angeles in 2023. So I'm extremely excited to have both of them on the podcast today with me. So we'll go ahead and just start off with our first question just to get to know them a little bit better for the audience. So Haley, if you could go ahead and start us off and just give us a fun fact about yourself.
Well, thank you so much, Bailey, for having me. I'm excited to be here and share my experience in the GSA policy internship. I decided to share my fun fact that I am currently part of a running club here in Connecticut, where the goal of the club is to run a 5K, 10K, any sort of road race in the 169 towns and cities in Connecticut. And I've currently run 85 of those towns.
Wow, that is awesome. And as a fellow runner, that's awesome to hear. I also run a little bit myself, so that's awesome. And Lei, if you want to go ahead and share your fun fact for us as well.
Thank you, Bailey. And it's also nice to see like Haley again, like, yeah, since 2021. And one fun fact of me, I think it's my name. So my name, I think when I was in China, when I was a primary school student, it actually was like boy's name. So every time our teacher, like, I want to call a boy to answer this question. So every time I was picked. So this may be, yeah, my experience like with my name. But right now here, I know like in Hawaii, this is the meaning of a laying of flower. So necklace of flowers. So I'm very happy about that meaning right now.
Well, thank you both so much for sharing some of your fun facts. I think it's always great for the audience to connect a little bit more on a different level outside of aging and policy. So thank you both for sharing. And next, well, just to get to know a little bit more about your experience, I'm just curious, and Lei, if you want to start us off, what brought you to the field of aging and policy?
Sure. I think it's like related to my like undergraduate degree and also some of my personal like experience. So I was taking sociology at that time, and also when I was an undergraduate student, and my father got cancer. So I'm the one child generation, like impacted by the one child policy when I was in China. So it really made me feel the pressure of taking care of my family at that time, because I'm the only child of my family. So, and also at that time, my grandfather diagnosed with dementia. So our whole family experienced a lot of like caregiving like role at that time. So at that time, I'm thinking of, oh, can I like cure my father or my grandfather? I'm not a medical student at that time. I already started my social science training. So then I like, when I gradually like go to the master's school of demography and learning more about policies and aging, So I think maybe this is a field I can contribute. Maybe I can help provide some evidence to develop the policies which can help these caregivers or their patients like in a more like policy level. So this is my like, I think my motivation all the time starting from my own experience. But as I got more training in the social science, I feel I may have power or have the impact in the future to use the policies to help this group of people who need help.
Yes, I appreciate you sharing your insights and stories, especially from the standpoint of your family. And I think that's such a critical point. And I'm getting to see your family members and acting as a caregiver yourself. I think that's really important in looking at how policies can really play a role in that. Thank you, Lei, so much for sharing your insights, especially with your family members. I know that's such an important piece. And finding out how policy plays a role in that is also very critical. So thank you so much for sharing. Haley, if you could also add in what brought you to the field of aging and policy.
Yeah, thank you, Lei, for teeing that up, because I feel like I have a very similar story. I went into my bachelor's degree intending to become a nurse and go into the medical field. And after some real-world experience working as a CNA in a nursing home and seeing how aging impacts our quality of life and how end of life is affected by the aging trajectories that so many people face, I reevaluated my priorities, and my university started offering a public health bachelor's degree. And I really felt that shift in my personal philosophy of transitioning from treating people to creating better policies and understanding how we can improve quality of life from a policy perspective. So I began working as an intern at the UConn Health Center on Aging, working on the Money Follows the Person demonstration program, seeing people move out of nursing homes into the community. So that really ignited my interest in federal policy down to the state level implementation and seeing, again, how we can improve quality of life through policy. And I came really to aging just by an understanding of that we're all aging. So I think it's something that we all have in common. And I was fascinated to learn in the field of gerontology that it's a newer field, barely understudied, given the increase in the number of older adults in modern society. So I felt that connection with both the policy and with aging to really make a difference in both of those worlds through aging policy.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Kaylee, for sharing that. I think that realizing the role that policy plays is so important. And that's really how you can kind of cast a wider net and make the biggest changes is through policy. So I'm just curious why, and Kaylee, if you want to start us off, is why did you apply to the GSA summer policy internship? What brought you or turned you towards GSA?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll be frank, in 2019, I really considered applying for the internship as soon as it was announced. My supervisors had highly recommended that I look into it and potentially apply. But given the DC requirement at that time, I was beginning my master's studies, and it frankly wouldn't have worked with my schedule at that time. So COVID came, there was no internship. And when 2021 came around and the internship was allowed to be remote, I jumped at the chance. I've been a GSA member since about 2016 when I started my interest in aging. So I've been a longtime supporter of GSA. And I really had the pull to really understand what a membership organization looked like behind the scenes. I had attended many conferences, presented at conferences, gone to webinars by GSA, and I've always seen them as my academic home in many ways. So the ability to learn from experts in the field at GSA, I couldn't pass up the opportunity. So I applied, and luckily I got to work with Lei that summer, and it was an incredible experience. So I think both my interest in aging and policy, as I described, but also my respect and admiration for GSA brought me to the internship.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing. I agree. I think that GSA, there's so much opportunity, and especially with the work that Trish is doing in terms of policy, there's
even more opportunities. So thank you for sharing. And Leigh, if you want to offer why you applied for GSA's internship, that would be great.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. I think, yeah, I have the similar reasons with Kaylee. Like, GSA is really great, like an institute and organization in the gerontology and aging field. So I follow a lot of like their like forums or events or some resources on the website. So I tried my best to engage as a doctoral student when I was applying for this internship. And I think another reason is that I'm thinking of like as a scholar, how I may contribute to the field, like how to apply the research to the real world. I think this is really like a great bridge for students who have interest in both research and policy. And it gave us the experience to emerge in the policy, the real policy making or development, and see how the organization like GSA play a role in this policy field. And also, as I mentioned, I was born in China, so I moved to the U.S. to take my second master degree of social policy, and then I took my PhD. So I always have a comparative mind of thinking about research and my research interests. So I think this is a really great opportunity for me to get to know more about what are policies and how they are made in the U.S. in the Asian field. And also it helped me to think about more broadly, like, because aging is an international a topic. And as you can see, the demographic change for all the countries here, like we are gradually going to an aging society. So this is really a great opportunity for me to see how policy made here, and also made me compare what was happening in China. And in the future, maybe I want to be a role more bridge between different countries and do more international research about aging. So I think that's the reason when I plan to apply for the GSA internship. And yeah, it appeared really a great opportunity for us, for Kaylee and me, to really know a lot about how the policy was making through this internship. So it's really a great and fabulous experience.
Yeah, thank you so much for offering that. I think the comparison is such a unique perspective, comparing, say, what's going on in the U.S. to China. I think that's such a unique perspective. And I think there's a lot to learn from other countries and how certain things go on in other countries and what we could be doing differently. So I think there's a lot to learn. And I totally agree. I think the policy internship offered through GSA demystified a lot of things for myself and for my cohort members. I know we talked about that often, just of policy can oftentimes be a bit overwhelming, but through GSA, we were able to get a lot more experience and build our knowledge on policy, especially at the federal level. So that was something that we really appreciated too. But we'll go ahead and move on. I'm just curious, Leigh, if you could touch on some of your favorite or most impactful experiences that you had during your internship summer.
Yeah, I have a lot of favorite experiences, but if pick one, I would say I had an opportunity working with Kaylee on some briefs about the priorities of the federal budget. During that time, I think previously my research maybe only focused one field, but those policy briefs made us to know more about more broad, the home and community-based services or the workforce issue or Medicaid or Medicare programs. And I think what we did is we searched some articles published in the GSA journals and also some interest group or events GSA organized related to the topic, and also try to come up with different topics with different resources there for the members can see. And yeah, I think the experience itself, I'm not sure how the products go after we finish the internship, but the process of organizing these materials is really helpful. And I really enjoyed working with Kaylee together on these different briefs. So I think that's maybe the most impactful experience for me. And also, I think in the future, I'm thinking about how to bridge research and how to give some resources to policymakers to look at. This may be a good way of sharing something, the research or in one organization and we may bring it to the policymaker. They may refer to some evidence there and check these resources to make like more evidence-based policies.
Thank you for sharing. And something that you had mentioned that I think we also tried to do within my cohort was really trying to highlight a lot of the work that GSA members do. I think GSA as an organization really prioritizes their members and what they're doing, and using that to inform policy changes, I think, is a great aspect of the organization. So thank you for sharing that. And Kaylee, if you want to touch on some of your most impactful experiences as well.
Yeah, I'll echo Lay and just say at the beginning, having a buddy for this internship was incredible. I feel like we both had our own niches and our research interests, but we were able to bridge those interests and learn from each other, which was really impactful. We were learning, obviously, from the experts in the field through our experiences, but then we were able to come together and have conversations, which I thought was a very impactful and important part of my internship experience. And in addition, I'll just say, I think the sheer number of coalitions, organizations, individual people that we met with is something that I still think about to this day in my work now as well. I think Trish, being our supervisor and leader, her experience and ability to reach out to individuals and coalitions and organizations and introduce us and really have us be part of those conversations was incredibly important. We got to sit in on conversations, I think, both broad and specific. So it was really helpful for us to learn the trajectory of a certain issue, the current status of a particular issue. So that was, I think that was, again, really important for me to see how broad GSA's reach is and where their impact is felt. And I think another thing that we contributed to, Lay and I, was even to the federal level, was helping, again, to drill down some of these policies. And that level of exposure and sort of in the weeds nature of this internship really opened my eyes to the complexity of policy, which I hadn't known before and is, again, very relevant to my current work. So I know I said a lot, but I had a lot of impactful experiences. So I hope that answered the question.
No, that was great. I think that I feel the exact same way. There were so many experiences that it's just so hard to choose one. And I think that you touched on this as well, just the importance of how interconnected everyone is in this field, and especially getting to connect with and others being able to say, oh, I'm a GSA summer policy intern, and automatically people know exactly where you're coming from in the field, and some of the work that GSA does is just so profound. And I think, Kaylee, you started touching on something within my next question, is just how has the internship impacted your research, your current work, and your career trajectory?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. I'm currently working, as you said in the introduction, as a social science research analyst at CMMI, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation, working on the GUIDE model team. I've been there since I graduated in August, and it's a really great experience to have a true hand in policymaking and see the inner workings of policy in my day to day. So again, I think that my exposure to a variety of organizations, coalitions, and the sheer number of individuals who are involved in the aging field has really helped me as I work today. I had experience both with policy leaders and community workers. So being able to see how policy has developed, sort of, I'm at that sort of middle part of it, but then having exposure to individuals on both ends, I really try to reflect back on those experiences. In particular, thinking about the advocacy organizations that we met with, the model that I'm currently working on is particularly focused on individuals living with dementia and their caregivers. And we have many conversations with coalitions about this exact issue. So I really try to reflect on those conversations and try to see sort of in the 2 years since my internship, how things have changed, what we have learned since that time, but also where we need to go in the future. So I think, again, I constantly reflect on my experience. I'm constantly trying to integrate all the lessons that I've learned from the internship into my daily work, mostly from an awareness perspective and being respectful and remembering the individuals at the end of the policy.
Thank you for sharing. And I'm sure I know it's great for me to hear just being a few months out of the internship, but knowing that the experience that we've all had over the summer and how those continue to carry throughout our careers, I think is so important. And Lei, could you offer some of how the internship has impacted your research and your current work, as well as your career trajectory for the future?
Sure. I think one big impact on me is I have more confidence doing research about the policies. So because some scholars doing like in academia, they do research, always they think about, well, I can put the impact or policy implications from the research. But for me, right now, when whatever like research question I bring up, and I'm always thinking about whether this, like answering this question can help inform some policies or programs. So this is the general, like, I think the thing which helped me have more confidence, like continuing to do research about the aging. And another thing is, I can give you a very small example about how this may impact my current like work. So at that time, when I was the intern, my research interest is not about the workforce issue. But I joined a hearing and I remember a very great testimony provided by Robert in PHI, which is a leading organization about the workforce. I was very impressed by that testimony and starting searching the PHI and their great work. And when I got this, my current postdoc, I see the information of current postdoc, and I see one like investigator in our team is the vice president in the PHI. So this really linked me to my internship experience. Oh, I really had a great impression about that organization. And it's really be like connecting the dots, because previously I didn't do a lot of work about workforce, but right now I'm doing more about workforce and also want to do more about immigrant workforce. So which is continue on my previous research about immigrants access to healthcare. So this particular experience, like I met Trish in GSA this year, like I talked to her about, oh, I'm working with PHI, and she's also very happy about, yeah, because I had experience in GSA, have to get to know this organization. Also, it led me to my current postdoc research. So this is one thing I think, yeah, particularly even small points, but it can tell you, even though when you do the internship, you engage a lot, you may not know what will happen in the future. Sometimes one thing may happen can link you back to your internship experience. So this is one like fantastic stuff. Maybe in the future, I will have more like connection or link can link back to my internship. Yeah, but we don't know right now. We will see. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yes. I think, again, it just, what resonates with me is just how interconnected everyone is and getting to, like you said, connect the dots. I think that's so important and such a great experience being able to start your postdoc and see a name that you recognize through the internship. So that's awesome. And I know the internship, we've talked about a lot of awesome things and awesome experiences, but I did just want to ask, what were some of the challenges that you experienced throughout the internship, Lei, if you want to get us started with that one?
Yeah, and I think one challenge is our cohort, we were in virtual, not in person. So I really want to like you, Bailey, have the experience in DC and have more like real, like we can to see, talk to the people in person and get to know about more about how the policy was made. But even though I think we still have a great experience of joining virtual and work with Trish and work with Haley, like on Zoom or join some like virtual hearings and hear some coalition like meetings. And, but I think, yes, dear, I hope we can like have this in-person experiences, but we know that like it's the pandemic. And another challenge for me is because I'm an international scholar, So I think a lot of things were new to me, especially go to the policy field here. So yeah, I try to like digest more and learn more from everyday life. But I noticed it was, when I started, it was kind of like difficult to know a lot of coalitions and know a lot of new like names and the areas. But at the time goes well with the support from Trish and Kaylee and the GSA like team members, I gradually feel more comfortable and I feel supported from this environment. So I feel like you can share any like thoughts. It's a safe harbor, like, yeah, with the team members and share your concerns or share like any like things in your mind you would need help. So this is like a collaborative like environment. So I really appreciate like we have Kaylee and I work together and we have team. I know your cohort, Bailey, you also have like 3 interns can help each other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we definitely got very close. So I can attest to the team environment, as well as just the overall confusion. I remember when we first started, the amount of acronyms, trying to learn them, we just started a list so that we could just look back and know what was going on and what we were talking about. So I can definitely attest to that as well. And then, Kaylee, could you touch on some of the challenges that you faced throughout the summer?
Yeah, I think something that's common in academia, I'll say 2 points. One is silos that we maybe create them ourselves, but that we tend to work in silos. And I did feel at times people were saying the same things, but maybe not talking to each other. So just being exposed to that and understanding that silos occurred outside of academia too, was interesting. And the second thing is that the more you're exposed to, the more you know what you don't know. So seeing many coalitions, organizations, individuals working on different policies, it just made me think about how much work needs still to be done. And connecting back with those silos, understanding that there are restrictions in the ways that people interact and work together, we need to think of better ways to connect resources and thinking and getting people on the same page about certain issues. So we still have a lot of work to do. And I think it was encouraging for us to see how many people are involved in the aging space, but there are still things that need to be done. And I think we go into this field hoping to help people. And we also live in a society where we want instant change, but policy doesn't work that way. So we need to have some sort of, we need to re-examine our expectations on the timing of that. So I'm happy to say that I'm working in a position now where I still do have those connections and I'm able to move the needle in a way. And I do try very intently to think about those silos and think about not perpetuating the lack of information sharing and making sure that everyone has a seat at the table and thinking about how we can make the most change with the most people with the time and resources that we have.
I totally agree. I think that's a great point. And I think that trying, especially with policies, sometimes they're implemented and it's great, but then in retrospect, you left an entire group of individuals behind just without thinking. So I think that's a perfect point, especially with the silos. And I do just want to applaud both of you. I know, Leigh, you touched on this, just being completely remote. I think that it speaks to the flexibility that you both have. So I just wanted to applaud you both with that too. So thank you for offering some of those challenges. I know that it's great for those individuals looking to apply and future interns just to listen in and learn a little bit more about what you encountered and how you overcame some of it. So I really appreciate you offering those insights. And then the last question that I had for you both, and Kaylee, if you want to get us started, is just what advice do you have for future interns?
Yeah, absolutely. I think my biggest advice is the most simple advice is just to apply. You never know what can happen. I think your passion and drive will take you far. If you had an interest in something like an internship, especially related to aging and policy, this is certainly a place that you can find whatever it is that you're looking for. So my first advice would be just to truly just to apply. And for those who are lucky enough to actually attend, you know, and participate in the internship, I found it very helpful. And I think I may have seen it in the document that you sent to us, the handbook that you created with the ABC team, is I wrote down every interaction that I had during the internship, every meeting I attended, every document I created, every interaction that I had, and I kept referring back to that document even now. I think it's hard to remember everything that we were exposed to. So I found it very helpful to just, again, track everything. I was able to, and very fortunate enough to, the following summer, work for Academy Health. And I found, I used the same tactic, and I shared this with my supervisor after I was done to show him what exactly I was exposed to. And I think it really helps, again, to orient the internship, fellowship, whatever you're working in, to just the sheer number, again, of interactions that you're having. So apply maybe when you're in the internship, track and understand your experience, because that's what you'll have to look back on. And again, I still refer back to that document fondly and in remembering how much I was exposed to.
That's awesome. Yes, I know that was something that we also felt was really helpful too, just to write down everything and anyone that we spoke with, all the connections that we had. I think that that's a great piece of advice, especially for future interns and applicants moving forward with the program. And Leigh, could you offer some of your advice for future interns or applicants as well?
Sure. I think, yeah, the same is they apply. I agree with like Haley, like, yeah, do not hesitate. If you have interest, just apply. This will be like really great experiences. And I think another suggestion I would provide is to explore more and engage more and do not limit yourself. I know students may come up with their own research interest and or their own like particular field in the broad like gerontology like field. But when you go to this internship, you will expose to a lot of topics you may never like know or experience before. Like I remember one small project we did, Kaylee, is about oral health. I think we both didn't have experience about oral health. But that was really interesting. And when we do the little research, we get to know more about this field. And also it's really related to the older adults. We get to know their need of oral health and how this may apply in the policies. So as I provide example before, you will never know what will happen in the future. And a lot of thoughts will be connected. So just expose yourself and try to explore more. And the more you know, the more you have on your mind, and the more, as Teddy said, you note it and you take the notes. Someday when you remember, oh, I had that experience, I talked with that person before, when you go back to those notes, you will see, yeah, that would be very helpful for you in the future. So that's my advice about, engage more, expose more, and explore more.
Well, thank you both so much. Those are all of the questions that I had. And again, I appreciate you taking the time to offer some of your insights. And I'm sure the listeners are also very appreciative. So again, to all the listeners, please continue to tune in to our podcast, especially with other previous interns and other scholars in the field of aging. We'll be offering a few more podcasts as well, especially with my other team ABC members. But again, thank you all so much. And thank you, Leigh and Kaylee, so much for joining me.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you.
The Gerontological Society of America was founded in 1945 to cultivate excellence in interdisciplinary aging research and education to advance innovations in practice and policy. For more information about GSA, visit geron.org, G-E-R-O-N.org.